So lots to talk about today. I found this is an interesting list. I'm always looking for things that you and I can chat about that are right. A little out of the ordinary. And I found one. It's going to be different for us talking about it.
Okay.
It's a because it's written from a woman's perspective. And there's no way that you and I can accept that position.
Not in any way, shape, or form.
Not even close. It's 10 things I wish I'd known about raising a boy. You and I were both raised boys at one point, so we understand what goes along with that. But both the guys and the ladies are going to enjoy the list.
To hear my wife tell it, that's still an ongoing process.
It probably is. Number one is there will be planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yes.
Even if you stock your nursery with mixed gender toys, play kitchens and matchbox cars and everything else, the trucks and planes and cars are going to multiply on their own in your home. Your bathtub will have boats in it.
Oh, yeah.
A train track is going to loop around your floor. Little boys like anything that flies, sails, drives, digs, or mixes.
Yep.
And one mom said she could never anticipate the amount of fun that he can have with just a few cars.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it takes. This is from Dana McCraney. She said, I love watching his little fingers wrapped around two cars and imagining what he sees as he drives around with all the sound effects and the animation every day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got boys in your life, that's going to be a given. Number two is boys don't stop moving.
True.
Ever. From True. The moment they come bouncing into your bed at 5:30 in the morning until they pass out at bedtime, boys go, go, go. Sometimes it seems like they have two speeds, fast and faster. That means that your toddler could be sitting on the floor shaking a rattle 1 minute. When you turn your head, they'll be on top of the dining room table.
Sure.
He may not ever slow down, but you'll learn to pick up the pace. So Randolph Rovino is a dad of three. He said, give him goals. Give him the tools. Give him encouragement to use that energy and just make sure you got your tennis shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, boys are definitely active. And you think about that, not a lot of young little boys are snugglers with mom. Dads tend to get some couch time watching the princess movies with the little girls. That's still one of my favorite times is when we put on Frozen and Evelyn grabs her blanket and pretty soon she's snuggled in next to me on the couch.
Do you want to build a snowman?
It is. Moms, there are occasionally you'll get that with boys.
Yeah.
For the moms and the dads, but it's not as predictable as it is with the girls.
Huh.
Again, we're going through a list of the things that that moms wish they knew about boys ahead of time. Some of them are good things. Clothes shopping is going to be a piece of cake.
Oh, yeah.
A girl's wardrobe can be huge, especially when it's the mom's buy-in for the girls.
Sure.
I hate when I have to clothes shop for Evelyn. For those who don't know, Evelyn's my 6-year-old granddaughter. She's almost going to be 7 now. But for guys, you got pants, tennis shoes, and t-shirts. Basically it. There's no outfits.
No.
Did you have outfits when you were a kid?
Never.
No, it's not stuff that's, anything's got to match. The palette is very simple. And the clothes are cute. Most boys will say, you know what? Mom lays the clothes out.
Right.
I'm good to go with that. I'm going to put it on.
Happens to this day.
With the girls. No, I don't want to wear those. Oh, I want to wear this one.
That's yucky.
Number four, his fascination with his boy parts is going to happen a lot earlier than what you think. I'm kind of cleaning this up here because that's not what I'm comfortable. I don't know if they call it the caveman instinct or what it is.
Right.
But boys are going to have their hands on it basically from birth. That's just kind of the way you go. You got to get used to it. There's one mom that says she's not sure if her son is normal at 8 years old, but if he's in the normal range, but any free moment, he's right there. That it happens, moms. You got to get used to it, okay? Number five. I don't write them. I just read them, okay?
Oh,
rough,
man.
Rough housing is innate with boys.
Sure.
Boys are physical. They're jumping off furniture. They're rolling on each other. That hug turns into a full-body running tackle. It's how sons and cousins and boys express affection. There's one mom that said they finished their basement into a huge playroom. But they've got all this room, but they still got to be right on top of one another.
Right.
It's the kind of physical interaction that can foster positive relationships, though.
My mom's rule in the house.
Yeah.
Don't get blood on the carpet.
Right. Well, and that's actually number six.
Oh, really?
You'll probably make a trip to the emergency room if you have boys.
You know, it was so nice to have a doctor on call.
There are boys and there are coffee tables. Those two things often add up to stitches. You'll learn to anticipate the most dangerous risks. You might want to buy cushion corners for the coffee table, but there's going to be a time where you're just going to be a second too late and you're going to be at the ER. Don't blame yourself. It's a rite of passage for all mothers of boys.
My two brothers and I would run into stuff all the time. My middle brother, Dave, for the first 3 years of elementary school, his class pictures looked like he was beat. Yeah, always had like a black eye, a cut under one eye.
Got a cast over here.
Oh, yeah.
Number seven on the list. Again, we're just kind of going down some of the things. It was a list that was put together by a mom. 10 things that I wish I had known about boys ahead of time. One is that you're going to have pee everywhere. On the floor, behind the toilet, on the wall, over the seat that they didn't lift up. It takes time and an attention span not to spray the entire bathroom while you're going potty.
Well, you know, it's amazing what that thing will do.
and it never stops. The only changes are that as they get older, the range increases. So this particular author recommends that just to keep Clorox wipes handy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that's all you need to do. The other thing is you're going to learn not to compare your son to girls.
Right.
Watch a girl same age as your nonstop ball of energy, and the girl will sit quietly and use glitter glue for 45 minutes. You may want to cry. Girls reach milestones easier. They excel at a lot of school skills like reading and sitting still and paying attention. The girls usually, especially in the early years of school, are way more advanced than the boys are. They're more aware of the world around them. I mean, look at it. They know what an outfit is.
Right.
So do not try to compare your son to the girls that are out there and their learning skills, because they learn at different rates. Number nine is that the goofiness that boys have starts early, and it doesn't go away either. There's going to be days you watch your son with his friends and you just don't get it.
Why?
Boy humor can be extra goofy, and potty humor starts as soon as they can talk.
Uh-huh.
Farts are funny. Okay, that's the
I don't care what you say.
That's the only thing. You will be called poopy head and poopy pants, and if you laugh or you just scold them, it's going to give more value to it. So try to keep at least a straight face till you can vent on Facebook later.
Sure.
And last but not least, and again, this was written for the ladies and by ladies in most part, number 10 is boys adore their moms.
Oh, yeah.
There is a strong and consistent love that comes from the boys from the get-go and stays there for the long haul. Whenever you come home, it's like being a rock star in your own home. This one mom says, the thing I'll miss most when my boys grow up is the adoring way they look at me. They stroke my face and my hair. They're such little romantics. And, you know, this one mom said, I'll say to my son, you're cute. And he'll say, well, you're cuter. See, it's just the way the boys are raised. So we'll put that list up if you want to look at it a little bit closer. We'll also have it up on the podcast. 10 things I wish I'd known about raising a boy. Of course, you and I both knew them.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were both raised boys, and I think there are not many of those that if you look up Scott Taylor and Andy Morris in the dictionary, you're going to see almost all those things in there.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way I grew up. And yes, Mom, I adore you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That never changes either. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this segment.